Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to the channel, and this is about Lucy Connolly. Now, Lucy Connolly, last year, she posted an absolutely horrific statement on X, the social media site. It was after the stabbings in Southport, and she said that people should set fire to hotels which were housing asylum seekers. So this was a monstrous incitement to violence, and saying, if that makes me a racist, so be it. I don't for a moment defend what she said. It was an incitement to violence, though I'm almost a free speech fundamentalist. One of the few things to draw the line at is encouraging people to commit such unlawful violence, which could cause the death of lots of people, including little children. So that was sick what she said. So don't imagine I have any sympathy with the rebarbative views that she expressed there. We want to take into account that she'd heard about those three little girls who were stabbed to death, and it doesn't matter who stabbed them to death. That is not his group that's responsible. That individual is responsible, not a race, not a whole category of people. Who they're asylum seekers or not, legal immigrants, illegal immigrants, born citizens of the United Kingdom. People shouldn't be penalized for what they did not do. No guilt by association. If someone with blue eyes committed a crime, I shouldn't be punished for that. If Irish people commit a crime, I shouldn't be punished. If a British person commits a crime, I shouldn't be punished. If someone born the same month as me, no, just because there's some sort of link, that's wrong. Justice is individual, not national, and so on. So what Mrs. Connolly did was truly despicable. And take into account that she was furious, she lashed out in rage about the murder of those three little children at that dance class in Southport. So she published that horrendous tweet. After 4 hours, she realized what a terrible mistake that she'd done, and then she took it down. Okay, so unfortunately, there were some attacks on hotels housing asylum seekers in the days after that. Were any of those inspired by that ghastly thing she said? I don't know. I hope they weren't. But I mean, she's apologized, she's withdrawn, she recognizes that was a really wrong thing to do. Some people are more emotional than others. They shoot from the lip, they don't stop and think before they post. So she was arrested, she was prosecuted. I support all of that. Even a custodial sentence, but 3 years is too long, I'm suggesting to you. So you've seen how Kneecap, that rap group from Belfast, that they incited the murder of Conservative members of Parliament. Of course, David Ames was murdered a few years ago, and they support up Hamas and up Hezbollah, displayed the flag of a proscribed organization. And Lucy Connolly is not a public figure. She's a private person. She happened to be married to a Conservative councillor. But Kneecap, they are public figures, and they make their living out of appearing in public. They have an audience, they have a following, they have a lot of sway over people in their teens and 20s. So they're doing this advisedly. They know what they're doing. So they should be treated more harshly than her, but they are going to be prosecuted, apparently. Goodness, and they weren't seen just by a few people, and what they have s said was not just out there for a few hours, of course. And other things about Miss Connolly's racialism, which is, of course, nauseating. So I've got no truck with that whatsoever. What she said was viewed 310,000 times. So she pleaded guilty at Birmingham Crown Court. So got a 3 year sentence. Had it not been for that, it would have been more like for 4.5 years. So she just had her appeal denied the other day. So what the applicant said was rejected. Goodness. So Lucy Connolly has done something terrible, and the people say that she's a good childminder. She's looked after non-white children, has never been racialist towards them at all. Obviously, it's a category error just to think that just because someone of whatever race committed a crime, his race is responsible, or people of that race, that they're all guilty, is preposterous. A lot of people are frankly dim like that. Obviously, Miss Connolly, she seems to be a bit short on the grey matter. So, yeah, I think she should be let out rather earlier, especially when prison space is running out. Criminals will be released after as little as a third of their sentence, and then she's there. And she did something bad, something's dangerous. And I realize that words lead to action. Enough dimwits and bigots and knuckle draggers out there, and they don't need any encouragement to do these things. And there was someone likes that, which he spurs them on, this will attack. And obviously it would have been terrifying to be an asylum seeker here at the time, when you know there's a murderous rage, some absolute morons are out to kill you and hold you personally responsible for a crime that you didn't commit. It wasn't even proven at the time that an asylum seeker did it or something like that. So asylum seekers, they're not generally bad people. They should be mistreated, okay, treated humanely, their claims are denied, and they're mostly bogus claims, deported and so on. But we're still talking about human beings here. So goodness, in the perverted atmosphere after the murder of those three little girls in Southport, some maniac bursting into their dance class, stabbing them to death. Some people lashed out, and Lucy Connolly was one of those who couldn't control her emotions, because she was just so incensed, so blazing with emotion about that ghastly crime. How could anyone inflict such violence on a little child, let alone three of them? And then we have politicians every single day who are inciting violence against children, just like the man committed at Southport, to children be stabbed to death, and kids have their legs ripped off one by one, and their arms are ripped off, and their heads ripped off, to be made to bleed to death, to have their spines broken. And there are politicians like Dr. Stella Creasy who does this. Tonya Annunziati, Jess Phillips, other people there who are the other politicians who've advocated for the murder of little children, not unlike what happened in that Southport dance school. Anna Soubry was one of them. Heidi Allen was another. And there are men as well who do this. I mean, almost everyone on the Labour benches, on the Liberal Democrat benches. Jeremy Hunt has presided over this when he was in the cabinet. And he's signed the orders, being the Adolf Eichmann of this, and the current health secretary, Wes Streeting. So most Scottish National Party politicians, Green Party politicians, a lot of Conservative, probably most Conservative politicians, Boris Johnson personally responsible, Matt Hancock. So these politicians, they incite the mass murder of children, and it occurs. So why aren't they prosecuted for this kind of thing? For murdering children through hypoxia, through cutting them off from oxygen such that they die. And that is absolutely horrific. Why is that okay? Why do they get away with it? And these children, it makes absolutely no difference. The girls or boys are in the womb rather than out of the womb, because obviously a lot of people who'd say, well, the murder of those three children in South Park would have been A-OK so long as they were in utero at the time. The problem is it came about 7 years too late. Otherwise, we would have called it healthcare. So the hypocrisy is staggering. The double standards is sickening. Obviously, it's the violence against defenseless children is what really gets me. So save children, right? Goodness. Anyway, well, we see two-tier justice, you see. When the powerful, when they can incite the murder of children, when they can force us to pay for it, when they can authorize the production, transshipment, storage, deployment of deadly poisons for the express purposes of murdering kids, and it happens when they can procure the murder weapons and authorize their usage and so on, and when they can criminalize peaceful protests and people trying to save children, and these politicians get away with it. Obviously, what we need is an abortionist Nuremberg, where people are brought to account. Those because advocacy for genocide is a crime as well under the Genocide Convention, and the Convention Against Chemical Weapons is breached every day in the United Kingdom, Republic of Ireland as well. Sadly, like I said, the production, storage, shipment, and usage of these chemical weapons against human beings. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel, and do what you can to save children.